Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 276 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 1st is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of appreciation. Write down 3 people in your life you appreciate. Write down 3 situations in your life you appreciate. Write down 3 material possessions in your life you appreciate. Write down 3 life lessons you have learned you appreciate. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. Appreciation, gratitude, counting our blessings. In some cultures around the world, like the United States, we have a day of Thanksgiving set aside. We get a day or two off work to celebrate and eat more food than we should, but it does carve out time for us to get together with our loved ones and gives us a reason to spend more time with them. But in an ironic twist, the day of Thanksgiving has been infiltrated by the greed and materialism of Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving, where stores lose their minds and offer mega discounts and free shipping to top it off for all the online shoppers who want to avoid the crowds at the malls and stores. This is just another example of the fight we face on a daily basis on our quest to experience success in our soul while we live in a world that promotes success through external happiness. Our fundamental of success we're looking at today is growing character skills. It's the action fundamental that comes from the mindset fundamental of seeking excellence. It's an action fundamental because we don't just grow character skills by default as we move through life. We must actively internalize our experiences. Otherwise, we lose out on the opportunities to use those experiences to learn, grow, and change into a better version of ourselves. Let's look at an example of someone who grew the character skill of appreciation in their life, through good times and bad. Freddie Steinmark was a college football player at the University of Texas in the late 1960s. Despite winning the award for Colorado's High School Player of the Year, he was not recruited by a single big-time college football program. Until Coach Daryl Royal at the University of Texas watched him on film. I first learned about Freddie's story through the movie My All-American, which chronicles his story. Freddie came from a close-knit family. His parents were always there for him, and he appreciated the support they gave him. One of Freddie's dreams was to play football at the University of Notre Dame. But when they didn't recruit him because of his lack of size, his parents felt the pain of their son missing out on his dream. Freddie appreciated everything his parents did to help him. One of the situations in Freddie's life he appreciated was when a new player, Bobby Mitchell, transferred to his high school from California. Bobby was a strong and fast player, but Freddie, who was already the star of the team, didn't feel threatened. He appreciated having Bobby on the team. It pushed him to work even harder, and it meant the team's chances to win more games dramatically increased. Bobby went to the University of Texas along with Freddie and was his roommate there for 3 years. One of the material possessions Freddie appreciated was the football scholarship Coach Royal offered him to play at the University of Texas. To Freddie, the scholarship represented Coach Royal's belief in him. He had worked extremely hard to become the best football player he was capable of becoming, but many schools had passed on him because of his size. Freddie showed his appreciation by working extremely hard and getting the chance to be a starter as a sophomore, which was nearly unheard of in those days at Texas. And one of the life lessons that Freddie learned to appreciate was that no matter how much success we achieve in the external world, and no matter how unfair it is, we are often confronted with unavoidable suffering. During Freddie's junior season, his Texas team faced a 14-0 deficit at the end of the third quarter in a crucial game against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Freddie helped his team come back and win 15-14 to set up an opportunity to play for the national championship later that season. But 3 days after that game against Arkansas, Freddie finally relented and told Coach Royal about some pain he was having in his leg. When Freddie went to get checked out, doctors discovered a large cancerous tumor on his femur. The cancer had already eaten away more than an inch of his bone, and the doctors were amazed that his leg had not snapped during one of the football games. 3 days later, Freddie's leg was amputated. But through his grit and determination that he had developed throughout his life, Freddie was able to hang on and live for another year and a half before dying from cancer at the age of 22. Freddie Steinmark is a shining example of many different character skills, but throughout his life he showed great appreciation for the opportunities he received, the experiences which taught him lessons, and the people in his life which brought him joy. So how about you? Can you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of appreciation? Can you write down 3 people in your life you appreciate? Can you write down 3 situations in your life you appreciate? Can you write down 3 material possessions in your life you appreciate? Can you write down 3 life lessons you've learned that you appreciate? Appreciation is an important character skill that you and I can grow on a daily basis. And as teachers and coaches, no matter what our situation is, we always have something to appreciate. And that's the students and athletes that we have an opportunity to work with and share in their journey. And our appreciation can help us increase our impact on those students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.